engineered that. He had a fast break going, but as a wise senior, he knew exactly what to do. Pull the ball back out, and let's see what happens with 8 seconds to go.
5 seconds now. Piak still top of the key, dribbling into the left elbow, into the left corner for three from number four. It's good. Jasmine, he now has 9 points, and it's now a 20-point game, 52-32, after three quarters on the WLEW Sports Network.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram!
Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Ball to start this fourth quarter, trailing by 20 points, 52-32. Trammell for the long two from the right elbow is good, as he just straight up pulled that one up, and now 18-point deficit for the Hatchets. Wide open from the right block is number 13 for Reese, no good, Nate Arnold, brought in by Geiger. Here comes Bad Axe. Tries to feed it into Termel. This one's actually an errant pass. Turnover for Bad Axe, 13 now. As number four drives in, Andrew Jasmine for the easy layup from the right side. 2 points, back to a 20-point game.
No room for error right now for the Hatchets. Turnover bug has got to stop.
Tommy Marneau, top of the key to Geiger, picks up his dribble. Takes the long three, no. Still up in the air, bounces around. And finally brought in by Piak. Over to Jasmine, top to Van Patten. Drives into the free throw line, back out to Piak on the right wing. 6:55 left in the fourth. Piak resets the offense, going with the four high. Nate Arnold feeds it into number 10, Drew Brechtelsbauer. And it's stolen away by Bad Axe. Time or no for the right block for the bunny. This one's good. Time Morneau now with 6 points, three field goals on the night. As Van Patten drives right down the lane, is fouled. Basket is good. So he goes to the line for one. Sixth team foul against Bad Axe is against number 15, Derek Geiger. Van Patten now with 25 points. Trying to make it 26 with a made free throw.
It's those magic shoes, Clark.
I'm starting to believe in them now as that free throw is good. 21-point game, 57-36, Reese in the lead. Time or no, top of the key to Jurgis at the free throw line, drives down the right side, puts this one up, no good. Rebound to Brechtelsbauer. Brechtelsbauer is 6'4", a junior forward and blonde. Cody Piak drives in the lane from the left side. The basket is good. He is fouled, going to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play now. Cody Piak starting to heat up here. He has 6 points, trying to make it 7 at the free throw. Foul, seventh team foul against Bad Axe. Goes against Devin Jurgis, his second. Wischlager checks in, replaces Ben Sutton. Brechtelsbauer sits down for Reese. Archie Nairds back in. Van Patten also sits down. So out there for Reese right now, number 2, Travis Lynch. Number 20, Tito Salinas. Archie Nair. Number 33, Cody Piak. Free throws good, as well as number 13, Nate Arnold.
If you look at your tally sheet, my, does Reese get to the line? And that's not a knock on the officials. They're calling a great game.
And Reese makes the free throws when they get to the line.
It's just that Bad Axe is not getting to the line, not in a position to score. Too much dribble. Probably need to get it on the pass.
Austin Trammell, right wing, dribbles into the free throw line, takes the jump shot. This one's good.
And Austin's going to make a liar out of me. You know that.
Austin Trammell with 9 points. Cuts the deficit down to 22 for Bad Axe. Reese with the ball. Piak in the right corner, drives the baseline. Tries to feed it off to Nairt, but tipped out of bounds by Tyler Labor. Reese ball underneath her own hoop. Bailey Hines checks in for Tommy Morneau, who's going to get a breather here with 5:30 left in the fourth. Archie Nairt. Into number two in the backfield, Travis Lynch. Archie Nairt now proving that he can drill the ball. To Tito Salinas, top of the key, now your point guard. Screen to the right, he goes to the left. And to Piak in the left corner. Feeds into Nairt against Wischlager, goes to work, kicks it back out to Piak for three. A short rebound, Piak. Drives right down the baseline, puts up the layup. This one's no good. Rebound, Jurgis into Trammell, but in it goes into double coverage. Stolen by Lynch. Into Piak. On the right side, goes up for the layup. No call. Bounce. Reese ball. He may have just gotten away with a misdemeanor for there.
Well, at least the look he gave him anyways.
Nairt inbounding this one into Lynch. To the free throw line to Piak. This one's up. No good. Rebound Bailey Hines.
We're talking about Cody Piak. He is fun to watch.
Austin Trammell, Bailey Hines down to Jurgis inside the lane. Out to Wischlager for the left-handed long two outside the block. It's good. Austin Wischlager has a nice touch. He has 6 points tonight. And we have a whistle on the other side of the court. Appears to be a no foul, just a white ball underneath their own hoop.
Austin Wischlager, one of the 8 seniors that are on the Hatchet lineup.
Reese checks in, number 32, 6'4" junior, Jared Skias. As Lynch inbounds this one right to him, in for two. So Skias gets in the into books right away, doesn't waste any time. 62-40, Reese by 22. Bailey Hines with a floater inside the lane, no good. Rebound by Tyler Labor, who brings it back out to Trammell, top of the key. Bailey Hines now for three from the left wing. No, rebound along, still loose, brought in by Hines. Picks up his dribble in the left corner, out to Jurgis. Jurgis drives in, puts this one up. He is fouled, basket is good, and one. Jurgis with 6 points, fouls against Reese, team's fifth. Fouls against number 20, Tito Salinas, his first foul. So Jurgis trying to complete the three-point play here. Trying to bring it within less than 20 points as well. Free throw, no good, rebound, Cody Piak. Salinas, left corner, to Piak in the left block, goes against Trammell. Makes space, no good, rebound, Labor, here comes Trammell. Hatchett's driving, right into the lane. Hit about 5 hands, out of bounds. And it's going to be Reese ball.
Austin Trammell does an excellent job of penetrating in the lane. He uses the dribble very wisely. The pass, I don't know who it was going to be going to, but I'll tell you what, if it was going to connect, it was nice.
We have a full timeout called by Bad Axe. 3:44 left in the fourth, 3:62, Bad Axe 42.
If you're looking for a great deal on a new Cadillac and more importantly, service after the sale, go to Pat Curtis Chevrolet Cadillac in Caro, the Thumb's only Cadillac dealer. Pat Curtis has over 45 Cadillacs in stock and priced for immediate delivery. Get the best of both worlds with luxury and fuel economy with the Cadillac ATS. Lease one now for only $339 a month. And all new Cadillacs come with a 4-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty and free maintenance plan. So for a great deal, great service, and a great brand in Cadillac, stop into the only Cadillac dealer in the Thumb, Pat Curtis Chevrolet Cadillac, located just south of M81 on M24 in Caro.
Everybody get up. Everybody get up.
3:44 left in the fourth quarter. Reese leads by 20, 62-42. Bad Axe has called a full timeout. They have 1:31 full left. Reese has all their five timeouts
left. Looks like the Hatches are picking up full court now.
As Brechtelsbauer feeds it in.